In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today our Lord teaches us about the work of the Spirit, and that through the Word, through the sacrament, Christ enters our earthly tabernacle, promising peace to weary pilgrims. On the morning of each day of the Feast of Tabernacles, or Booths, or Tents, whichever you want to call it, at the time of sacrifice, the priest would enter the temple and pour out a libation prayer, a prayer for rain, a prayer for the bountiful harvest for the next year, that the Lord would take care of them in the way that he had taken care of their forefathers as they lived in tents, wandering through the desert on the way to the promised land. Tabernacles remembered past grace and looked forward to the future in hope. For many of us, today is the last day of a feast of learning, the last day of our pilgrimage through a formal theological education. It is a day that causes us to look back at our wanderings, to see that we too have grumbled at God and at the teachers whom he has sent, that we have doubted and questioned and failed, and that in many ways we too fear the future. And so it is fitting that today we too began with a libation prayer from the well of eternal life, the fountain of living water, invoking the strong name of the Trinity, the name that is above every name, the word that gives water life. By invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three, we began a pilgrimage within a pilgrimage, a journey from the well to the altar. We came with others, perhaps, because it was the day of the feast, and yet now God's word tells us, we have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. And on this last, and in a sense, greatest day of our feast, the Lord says to us again, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of him living waters will flow. This is the one who also says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Are you tired from your labor? Do you fear the task ahead of you? Do you fear the future, even in the slightest way? I tell you, my friends, do not fear. For this Jesus, whom we crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ. This Jesus God raised up, and we are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he is pouring out that word that you yourselves see and hear. And on this last day of the feast of our pilgrimage, my dear friends, it is time to cross the Jordan. Our wanderings have been difficult, but we have learned a great deal. It is time to cross to the other side. It is the last day, the eighth day. It is time. The curtain is torn, and he leads us to the holy place within the veil before God's face. Repent then. Do not fear. For the one who said, "Peace to you," to those gathered fearfully in the upper room, says to us again, "Touch me and see." For a ghost does not have flesh and blood, as you see that I have. So it was then, and so it is now, even now. The promised living water courses through this word to your heart and mind, teaching you all things and bearing witness of him, as St. Paul says. I want you to know, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. They drank from the spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock is Christ. Let us then approach the rock with confidence, for God has promised that from it will flow living water, and that living water wells up to eternal life. Amen.